When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This morning, free at-home testing kits and QR check-ins coming back. Dramatic new changes as New South Wales battles Omicron. The Novavax jab, a step closer to being approved for use in Australia. Heavy rain on the way, a Christmas deluge for Australia's east coast. How technology could help solve one of America's most enduring murder mysteries. And a second AFL squad rocked by a COVID scare.
This is 7 News with Angie Asimus.
Good morning. Free rapid antigen tests will be mailed to homes and QR check-ins are back in a major shake-up of the New South Wales Omicron strategy. Premier Dominic Perrottet is looking to implement a free testing model similar to that of the US and UK. You'll need to check in to restaurants and supermarkets under the new rules. Yesterday, the state recorded 3,763 new infections. A review of testing procedures state to state is being recommended after yesterday's National Cabinet meeting to ease the pressure on our health system. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra. Taylor, states are being pushed to relax PCR testing rules.
They are, Angie. Good morning. With fears that these requirements to test negative before you travel are placing unnecessary strain on testing centres and potentially taking the place of legitimate cases and close contacts. People across Australia have faced wait times of up to 6 hours to get a test and sometimes days to get a result. Now the Prime Minister has called on states to scrap their 72-hour negative test result requirement, instead opting for a rapid antigen test. But Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk claims the issue is being blown out of proportion and the majority are not tests for tourism.
20 to 25%, one in five, one in four people waiting in those queues are not symptomatic, they're not a close contact, they're not even a casual contact, they just want to travel to another state.
Premier, have you seen the testing lines in New South Wales?
10% after. No, you've got this wrong.
Leaders are also working on whether to scrap the term casual contact from the COVID alert system and the requirements that come with it, freeing up thousands of places in testing queues. Meanwhile, the Novavax vaccine is expected to become available from mid-next month as the TGA moves closer to granting it approval, with Australia already ordering 51 million doses. Angie?
Thank you very much, Taylor. Western Australia has become the first state to introduce mandatory booster jabs. More than a million essential workers will be required to get their third dose within a month of becoming eligible. WA is also reintroducing a hard border with all states from Boxing Day. The Melbourne Demons' Best and Fairest Night is now a COVID exposure site. A number of Melbourne members and club staff have been ordered into isolation, warned they may have been exposed to the virus at Crown on Friday. It's understood a guest who attended the event has tested positive. Police have released a new image in the hope of solving a rape case from more than four decades ago. A nine-year-old girl was led into bushland at North Rocks in Sydney's northwest and sexually assaulted by a man claiming to be a council ranger. The attack occurred on July 1, 1979. Detectives have released the original sketch of her attacker and a computer-generated version of what he'd look like now. Security cameras have captured the moment a stolen car flipped through the air and caught fire in Perth South. A driver flying onto the wrong side of the road, taking out a power pole and landing in a front yard before the car bursts into flames. The woman behind the wheel limped away from the scene and police are still trying to track her down. An Adelaide man has dismissed claims he's a hero after giving his friend the ultimate Christmas present, the gift of life. The 31-year-old donated his kidney to a mate in need but says it's just what friends do.
These matching scars to the abdomen, a lasting symbol of two mates' lifelong bond.
We were already going to be mates for life and now, you know, it's going to be a longer life for Jamie.
Thanks to 31-year-old Callum's ultimate Christmas gift, his healthy kidney.
Full of gratitude. I continually questioned him. I'm like, are you sure about this? You can back out, that kind of thing. Because it's just a massive gesture.
38-year-old James has been battling chronic kidney disease for the past 10 years, a crippling illness that stripped his quality of life. He's now going into the new year, a new man.
Just to feel better, like feel different. You can't. No one can see that. But just to feel the way I'm feeling is just all, it means everything in the world.
For Callum, it was a no-brainer. Having lost another friend to the same disease, he didn't want to go through that pain again.
If I was to find out Jamie had passed away, it would be something that if I never put my hand up, I would regret not doing so.
The mates hope their story will encourage others to talk about organ donation. Around 15,000 Australians are on dialysis or waiting for a kidney transplant, and that number's only expected to grow.
Each year, more and more people start dialysis and therefore have a need for a kidney transplantation.
But today, the bond of mateship means there's one less on that list.
I call him a hero. He doesn't like that word, but I don't care. I like to leave the heroes in the storybooks and the movie screens. I'd love it if you just called me a friend, because I believe that that's what good friends do.
Rosie Barnett, 7 News.
A seafood Christmas lunch will be more accessible this year than ever before, with the price of crayfish slashed to near record levels. Major supermarkets are selling rock lobsters for as little as $22, but shoppers are warned they won't last long.
All stocked up and ready for the Christmas rush, this year crayfish is the catch of the day.
Which one would you like, sir?
Supermarkets are offering near record low prices in the lead up to Saturday.
They're cheap, $22 each.
$22 for our smaller crayfish and $55 for our large crayfish.
Before COVID, 95% of southern rock lobster caught in Victoria was exported to China for a premium price.
Anything from $160 per kilo and more.
That demand made it expensive at home too, around $130 per kilo. But the Chinese markets have closed. Victorian crays are staying local, making them much more affordable. $80 per kilo fresh, $90 cooked.
It's like the Ferrari, if you like, of rock lobster.
And it's not just crayfish on offer.
We've got plenty of oysters, we've got plenty of prawns.
There are still 2 days to snap up a seafood bargain before Christmas lunch. But suppliers warn, with prices this low and demand so high, it's first in best dressed.
Major supermarkets will be open until midnight in the lead up to Christmas, and the markets will also be opening as early as 4 a.m.
It's too late for orders now. We've been running an order book for 4 weeks. Get up early and get in here as early as you can.
Before they've all been snagged.
My fist is moving.
Kathleen O'Connor, 7 News.
A woman has been reunited with her much-loved puppy after he was stolen from her house in Sydney's south. 10-week-old JC was spotted being loaded into a car by a man and taken away, but last night he was handed into a vet anonymously.
It's JC! Hello! Hi!
The cavoodle, worth $6,000, now back in the arms of his family. Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is trading higher. The Nasdaq is also up. In London, the FTSE 100 added and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose. The All Ords gained ground, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,798 US an ounce. Oil is $72 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 72.21 US cents, 82 Japanese yen and $1.05 New Zealand. Dutch prosecutors have demanded life sentences for four suspects accused of downing Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 in Ukraine. They say the men recklessly used a Russian missile to shoot down the passenger jet in 2014. All 298 passengers and crew on board were killed, including 38 Australians. The suspects are being tried in absentia. Israel will offer a fourth dose of the COVID vaccine to its citizens as the Omicron variant spreads. People over the age of 60, healthcare workers, and those who are immunocompromised will be eligible for the jab. The fourth dose will be given at least 4 months after people receive their third shot. Two people have been killed after a small plane hit a paraglider in Texas. The single-engine Cessna had just taken off from an airport in Houston when they collided mid-air. The paraglider landed in the yard of a home while the plane crashed in a field nearby. Both the paraglider and the pilot died on impact. American reality star Kim Kardashian has added her voice to a protest over a truck driver's 110-year prison sentence. Raquel Aguilera Medeiros was sentenced to the lengthy jail term last week for a horrific crash which killed four people. He lost control of his brakes as he careered towards a major traffic jam in Colorado, hitting 28 vehicles. A motion has been filed for a hearing to review the sentence. There's fresh hope in one of America's most baffling murder mysteries, the death of JonBenet Ramsey. Live to reporter Miley Hogan in our US Bureau. Miley, investigators are hoping genetic DNA testing will help them crack this case.
Well, Angie, good morning. It's been 25 years since the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, and police hope that advancements in technology over that time may be able to help solve this case. Back in 1996, the beauty pageant winner was reported missing by her mother. Hours later, her body was found in the basement of their family home. At the time, suspicion turned to the parents and the older brother of JonBenet Ramsey. But in 2008, years later, police found new DNA on the little girl's clothing that matched an unidentified third party. That led investigators to apologise to the parents and clear them of any wrongdoing. Well, Boulder Police, on the anniversary of the death, have released a statement saying they are now working with state authorities to actively review genetic DNA testing, hoping that it may point to new suspects in this case. Angie?
Thank you, Miley. The Queen's Christmas plans have been thrown into further disarray after Princess Anne's husband tested positive for COVID. Admiral Sir Timothy Lawrence and the Princess Royal are both isolating at their Gloucestershire home. Royal aides have confirmed the pair won't spend Christmas with the Queen at Windsor Castle. Buckingham Palace announced a few days ago Her Majesty had decided to stay at home this year instead of having the traditional family gathering at Sandringham.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
G To sport now, and England's Ashes tour has become just a little bit worse for Joe Root. Marnus Labuschagne has officially replaced the English skipper as the world's number one ranked test batter after his debut Ashes ton in Adelaide. Australian legend Ian Chappell has joined a growing group of Root critics, insisting the only way England can save the tour is to dump him as captain and replace him with Ben Stokes. Australia take a 2-0 series lead into the Boxing Day test, which is live on Seven. Our T20 Cup stars had a big night in the Big Bash. Mitch Marsh was at his brutal best for the Perth Scorchers, smashing 5 sixes on his way to 86 from 53 balls against the Melbourne Renegades. In his first game since the World Cup final due to a knee injury, Aussie white ball skipper Aaron Finch showed no signs of rustiness, chasing 206. Finch hit 5 sixes himself, hitting a half century alongside Nick Batterson. But it wasn't enough, the Gades falling 21 runs short. Paul Gallen came out on top of the battle of the former NRL stars, beating Darcy Lussick in the boxing ring. Former Manly and Parramatta prop Lussick challenged the Sharks great early after an illegal head hold, but Gallen finished strongly, dropping Lussick late in the second before the fight was stopped by the referee in the third.
With all due respect, I wasn't concerned. Even when started the second round, we had a big flurry. Go back and watch it. Not a single punch landed.
On his professional debut, Tokyo bronze medalist Harry Garside beat Fiji's Sachin Mudaliar after the referee controversially ended the bout in the first round. And in scenes more suited to MMA strongman Alex Simon, was disqualified for tripping and punching Tevita Vayoga while he was on the canvas. The Sydney Kings denied expansion club the Tasmania Jack Jumpers their first ever away with the NBL.
Jarrell Martin behind the back sets sail and slams it down.
Trailing 54-63 at three-quarter time, the Kings went on a rampage last night. They outsourced the Tasmanians 29-8 in the final term to win by 12 points, leaving Nick Kyrgios mightily impressed. Aussie Toby Price is preparing to chase his third victory in the grueling Dakar Rally in Saudi Arabia. Things didn't go to plan for 34-year-old back in January. A nasty crash on stage 9 left him needing surgery on a badly hurt arm and shoulder. Price famously won the 2019 rally with a broken wrist.
A lot of people wrote us off, and including myself, I wrote myself off, and it all just worked and fell into place, and we made a really strong race.
The 2022 edition of the race gets underway on January 2. In a scene reminiscent of Jurassic Park, scientists have discovered a perfectly preserved dinosaur embryo that was about to hatch from its egg. The embryo was discovered in southern China and is estimated to be at least 66 million years old. The fossil, which has been named Baby Ying Liang, is believed to be a toothless theropod. Researchers say the discovery has given them a greater understanding of the link between dinosaurs and modern birds. Taking a look at the weather around the country, low pressure with troughs will lead to showers and storms over parts of northeast WA, the Northern Territory, Queensland and northeast New South Wales, while also drawing warmth into the interior. Onshore winds will bring heavy rain to southeast Queensland and northeast New South Wales. High pressure will settle over South Australia and Victoria. Around the capitals, a shower or two for Brisbane, 31 degrees, shower or two in Sydney, 26, shower or two also in Canberra, 28, cloud clearing in Melbourne with a top of 21. Cloudy for Hobart, 19 degrees. Sunny in Adelaide, 29. Sunny in Perth as well, 35 degrees. Partly cloudy in Darwin and 35. And that's 7 Early News. I'm Angie Asimus.